Peace. It was pomp, dancing and feasting at the Rugas area on the shores of Lake Baringo as three warring communities celebrated peace and tranquility brought about by wildlife conservation. The erstwhile warring neighbors drawn from the Tugen, Ilchamus and Pocock communities converged at Ruco Community Wildlife Conservancy to celebrate their peace and success brought in 2004 through conservation effort pioneered by Northern Rangeland Trust. One after the other, the villages from Rugas and Camolian, which forms the acronym Ruco, attested to the peace and the gains they've reaped in bursaries and livelihood. MZ Erengenya Lemetano, who pioneered the initiative, said he was castigated by the community, claiming he was giving away their land. "We faced resistance, but now we have seen the animals don't eat our land nor our livestock. Now we are reaping from the initiative. We have educated our children through Ruco. We have seen the animals and we are happy," said the MZ. A baby giraffe, a symbol of peace, seems to be keenly following the proceedings during the celebration of peace and development among the warring Tugen and Pocock communities, brought by wildlife conservation in Ruco Conservancy, Baringo South. MZ lectured the politicians, saying the land cannot be built through propaganda, and asked the leaders to help build the conservancy. He expressed on need to generate new solutions for fishermen of Lake Baringo, since the wood used to build caldic, traditional rafters used for fishing, is fast facing extinction. Grace Lapine from the Pocock community also attested to the benefits the community has reaped from the conservancy, saying they have milked money from the giraffes, with their children getting bursaries for education. "The Camera Trap Initiative has also put monies in our pockets, and for this reason we should protect these animals," said Mrs. Lapine on the conservancy's initiative to put camera traps at strategic location and pay the community on each animal spotted as a way to motivate them to protect them. Jaso Gualicha, a peace ambassador with From Isiolo, said it was due to the wildlife that the Ilchamus and the Pocock communities are living in peace, and urged them to keep peace to benefit from wildlife. The conservancy manager Rebecca Jepchumba, hailing from the community, informed that the facility has employed 17 rangers and trained them at the Manyani KWS training school, and also initiated a Rajuzi Manyatani to train local youth on technical skills like carpentry, masonry and dressmaking. "We recently started a preschool that has 153 children. We don't know where they'll proceed for primary level, but we are hopeful that we will come up with a solution together with our leaders," said Jepchumba. Alois Naitira of the Northern Rangelands Trust, NRT, that is umbrella that manages community conservancy, said they bring the expertise to the conservancy or link them up with the experts as they involve the community and the government to make the conservancy story a successful one. Residents drawn from Rugas and Camolian in Baringo South and TRT East, among them their members of parliament and security team, marvel at a baby giraffe upon arriving at Ruco Conservancy to celebrate peace and development brought about by the conservancy. Ian Craig, founder of NRT, marveled at the success with nostalgia of how he faced resistance in the beginning, but was happy that the epic conservation journey has silenced the guns, as he likened the area to a lawless land previously. "I believe the villages that went to Tanzania for benchmarking have seen that what we have here is just the beginning. We can go 10 times where we are today," said Ian, who is also associated with Lower Conservancy's success. He warned the conservancy members and the community to be wary of criminal elements likely to infiltrate the conservancy and erode the gains made. Even as he retires, he promised to be available for counsel. Backquote County Government, represented by Agriculture CEC Rispa Chepkinga and Tourism Chief Officer Nancy Cora, preached the gospel of environment conservation, saying Baringo is a unique county with four lakes, namely Baringo, Bogoria, Kamna Rock and 94. Kenya Wildlife Service, led by Senior Assistant Director in charge of Central Rift Conservation Area Joseph Lagacha, termed Ruco as the best model of community conservancy and promised to work with all stakeholders to ensure its success. "We are stocking it with giraffe, zebra, impala and reedbuck with intention to have high number of animals and improve tourism to bring in more returns to the community," said Lagacha. Her Baringo counterpart Grace Wendo pledged to protect the animals and urged the residents to help in the cause, in line with KWS's campaign dubbed Protect Your Wealth, since wildlife is wealth to everyone. Area Deputy County Commissioner Samuel Gachohi warned against increased charcoal burning, saying it will erode the wildlife conservation efforts, even as he promised to lead in protecting the wildlife and the newfound peace. Area politicians hailed the Ruco initiative for the peaceful coexistence and opportunities for the previously warring communities that actively practiced cattle rustling. Salale MCA Clement Lomaringoria urged the community to guard the peace jealously and avoid any threat to it. He particularly called on the Pokot community not to use guns while grazing their livestock in their neighbor's territory. TRT Member of Parliament William Kamkit said wildlife conservation was a source of peace and said despite Turkanas being their perennial enemies, they would sing a song praising the giraffe in the Turkana dialect. He called on the residents to protect the wildlife even as he called for more conservancies to be established in the area as an approach to end cattle rustling and banditry and pledged support to the conservation efforts. We need to have more conservancies in Loyamorik, Mukatani and the Kerio Valley Belt to foster peace. It's not worth to fight over boundaries, it doesn't help anyone, we will have many benefits like education, employment and peace, said the legislator. Residents drawn from Rugus and Kamolian in Baringo South and TRT East celebrate with song and dance during a feat for peace and development brought about by wildlife conservation of Ruko Conservancy. Same sentiments were shared by his host Charles Cameron, who said it was unfathomable that the two communities were celebrating peace, heaping praise on NRT for the initiative. He said that the peace realized has started to bring development as he recently put up two classrooms in Rugus and more were to follow even as children gain education through bursaries. I am suggesting to my counterpart Kamkit we organize for a feast and singing in Mukatani as a way to bring our two conflicting communities together, said Kamuran. He called on NRT to put up a secondary school in the area saying education will end early marriages and also the distance covered as the nearest schools were in Kasarian and Tangdalbay, which is over 80 kilometers apart. The event was marked by stocking of the conservancy with 8 endangered Rothschild giraffe to bring the population to 28, further enrich it with wildlife. Save Giraffe Now, which funded the relocation of giraffes from Kruger Farm in Uasin Gishu at a cost of shush 10 million through Fiona Sanderman, promised to continue partnering with the conservancy. Rothschild, also known as Baringo Giraffe, is unique to Baringo in Kenya and its population is 1,400 globally, making it to be classified as endangered.